Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, let's bring in our next guest to talk some more ice fishing.
Well, yes, for sure. I assume we have Matt Johnson on the line. He's from Clam.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi,
Clam. I'm here, guys.
Hi, Matt.
Matt, how you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Good.
Well, Matt, this is your season coming up here, the big ice fishing show, and you're going to be there. I'm kind of astounded as how big this show has become.
Absolutely. It grows every year. I mean, it's hitting the 27,000 ice anglers now. It's incredible. Three days of ice fishing fun. It's packed house.
It is, for sure. Now, Matt, you're with Clam, which is a big player in ice fishing gear, so you've been close to all this, but I'm kind of amazed at the transformation of ice fishing gear, not only in the variety of things, but if you'd have told me 10, 15 years ago that ice anglers would spend $20,000, $25,000 for ice fishing, I'd have said you're crazy. But I'd have been wrong, too.
Yeah, I mean, you can spend $60,000 for a ice fishing house now. Yeah, you're right, Ron. Things have really evolved over the years, and it's super easy for the angler to get on the ice and enjoy the sport. And it's one of those things where there's really no excuses anymore. I mean, you have opportunities for the whole family, and, you know, going to a show like the St. Paul Ice Show this weekend, you'll see the breadth of the product and how much fun and excitement the sport truly does bring.
Well, Matt, in your opinion, what are some of the most recent inventions, so to speak? Maybe that's the wrong word, but changes in gear that have revolutionized ice fishing. Do you have any list of those in your head?
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, most recently, I would say the using a cordless drill to cut holes in the ice to power your auger has been a huge, huge one in recent years. You can take systems like the Clam drill plate and chuck up a cordless drill, the same drill that you build a deck with.
Oh, my.
And pop a drill a bit on the bottom of that and cut holes in the ice. That's allowed anglers of all skill levels, ages, to get on the ice and go ice fishing. So that's been huge. Float suits, flotation suits. So in the situation, if there was where you needed to use those type of properties, you have it. But also, they're insulated, super warm. We have fish houses on our bodies now. So in the past, you used to bundle up with 7 layers and wool socks and all kinds of stuff. Now you have nice stuff to stay comfortable, warm, and dry. So clothing has been huge, getting more anglers on the ice.
So what you're saying is you literally could dress in something that would float if you fell in?
100%.
I mean, not a life jacket, but actual clothing, like, right?
Correct. The parka and the bibs. Like at Clam, we make a suit called the Rise float suit. And you can wear this, it's comfortable, it keeps you very warm in the elements. And in a situation, if it was to happen, God forbid, you would float. And we make those for kids, for youth, for adults. We make a women's version. So you have a suit option to not stay warm, only stay warm and block the elements. But, yeah, they do float.
Matt, you might not remember this because you're too young, but I remember in my early days of ice fishing, the fishing rod was a stick with a couple of nails that you would use to wrap your line, and then we put a nail in the bottom and file it off so you had a sharp spike there so you could put it in the ice and so your stick would stand up. That was the fishing rod. So you
That sounds amazing.
Well, you fought the fish with your hands and arms.
Yeah. Ron and the other cavemen that he was were buddies back then.
You guys laughed.
You got to remember, Ron goes back a ways,
yeah,
Matt.
No, that's the way it was. But now, and now today, These guys need graphite rods costing how much, man?
Oh, you can get a rod built at some of these custom outfitters for over $200.
For ice fishing. For ice fishing.
Oh, yeah.
You can't even cast. You don't even have to cast.
Well, you could cast if you're pretty accurate, but I prefer just to drop
yeah,
it down.
Yeah, if you're really good, huh?
But, yeah, if you're really good.
Some guys get really into it. But like you said, though, Ron, there's amazing options out there nowadays for $20, $30, $40 even. The rod market is another segment that has exploded in the last few years. With you can get a really nice rod for cheaper than ever even. So you don't have to always spend $100, $200. You can get a really nice rod for $40. And if you walk any of the retail stores all over the metro area, you'll see just slews of ice fishing rod and reel combos.
And we haven't,
you don't need to use a stick anymore.
We haven't even talked about electronics yet, Matt. That's another big area, right?
Absolutely. I mean, electronics have revolutionized the sport of ice fishing. You know, Dave Gentz back in the day, he using a self-level on top of his transducer for his boat so he can get around and chase fish. Now you have systems that allow you to see change the color spectrum on your Vexlar. You have systems that allow you to shoot out several hundred feet to one direction to get live imaging back to where you are. These poor fish don't have a chance.
That's why I don't use. I don't believe in that. I don't use electronics at all when I fish. Now, Ron, on
the
other hand, I mean, I don't know that he goes fishing without it anymore. Do you, Ron?
No. Maxie floats aimlessly. He thinks that's a new technique you can use. Matt, I must say this. A few years ago, I took my grandson into an ice fishing house that Travis Frank had set up on Minnetonka. And my grandson walked in there, and there was a flat-screen TV in this house, and you could watch these bluegills swimming around. Well, we just thought maybe that's what it was, not realizing there was an underwater camera there. These bluegills were right underneath us, and then my grandson dropped his fishing line down, the little waxworm on it, and he could jiggle it and watch these bluegills come up and take it. He was just tickled to death. I thought, what a great way to get kids interested.
Absolutely. And I have four kids of my own, and the underwater camera has become a staple for us to get them on the ice and have fun. The biggest thing with these kids that I've seen is you have to keep them interested. If they're out there and they're bored and they're cold, they're not going to want to do it again. So what I do is I punch a bunch of holes. I hand my kids an underwater camera and tell them to report back with what they find in every one of those holes. And not only does it keep them occupied, but it helps dad figure out where the fish are real quick.
He had scouts out there.
It's a fun task.
That's good.
By the way, Ron later used that flat screen TV for his cable package. It's a programming late at night. That's a different story.
We're chatting with Matt Johnson, runs the pro staff at Clam, and we appreciate your time, Matt. But what's Clam got coming out new this year, if you can divulge any of that?
For sure. We have a bunch of new fish houses. We came out with a system called side door symmetry. So it's like the old T-top convertibles that you probably had one, Ron, running around when you were younger.
Oh, of course, man.
But
this guy's
T-top
cutting
convertible,
edge,
yeah. So the corner of the fish trap will zip open. So now you're not stepping over your buddy, tripping over a heater. You have a much larger access point in and out of the fish trap. We also came out with two series of hub houses. So we wanted to offer a series that anglers of all skill levels and even those who are looking to not break the bank can jump into what's called the C series of our hub houses. So there's a whole lineup of economy version. And then we have, of course, our X series for the hardcore guy like you, Ron, that's going to go out there and chase down fish in all the elements.
Yes.
We have the youth float suit this year, that Rise suit for the kids. Tons of new rods and reels, tackle galore, accessories, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's our newness factor is through the roof. And that's what's fun, you know, showing off new stuff, getting people excited, and what's new, what's hot. And so there's a lot of cool stuff to check out at the show this weekend.
Yeah, well, Matt, I've always wondered, I've asked a lot of ice anglers. I remember one guy that loved Mille Lacs and always fished it in the winter. And I said, well, how about in the summer? He said, no, I'm afraid of loved Mille Lacs and always fished it in the winter. And I said, well, how about in the summer? He said, no, I'm afraid of Mille Lacs in the summer. The waves and the weather he didn't like. But he felt better about fishing Mille Lacs on the ice, where you didn't have to really worry too much about weather. Well, you can get a blizzard out there. But what What have you ever thought about what appeals to you or other Minnesotans about ice fishing?
You know, to me, honestly, I love the intimacy of the sport, and whether it's with hanging out with your close friends, hanging out with your family, and then going to battle with a 6 or 8 inch hole in the ice, and that's the surface area you have to target to
right.
catch a fish. I love the challenge, and there's something special and magical, without being corny, about putting a bend in an ice fishing rod. You have way more feel, way more control, and then you don't know what you're going to catch until it comes up out of that hole.
Yep.
It's addicting for me, and I've been doing it my whole life. Every time I set the hook, whether it's a bluegill, a little bluegill, or a 10-pound walleye.
Or a dogfish.
10-pound walleye. Or a dogfish. I love the bend in the rod. So to
all that stuff's fun, isn't it?
Oh, and then exploring new territory and getting people involved in the sport. Ice fishing's a lifelong sport. You can do it when you're 3 years old, and you can do it with your 93 years old. So it's addicting. It's a lot of fun.
Well, well put. There's no doubt that Minnesotans really gravitate to they gravitate to fishing, period, summer or winter, but definitely a certain group of folks love sitting out there, and some people just like to get away, the quiet. You don't have any wave action. You don't have outboard motors. You don't have jet skiers going around you. So there's a lot to be said about that. So
absolutely.
Well, Matt, I hope to see you at the show. I'll be there Friday in the Minfish booth, which is being shared some space that Clam allowed us to have. So hope to see you there.
I will be there from start to finish all 3 days, Ron.
Thanks, Matt.
Happy holidays.
You bet. You too.
What's Minfish then? What is that about?
That's an organization that a bunch of us started a few years ago, MN-Fish. And in a nutshell, we launched it last sports show at Minneapolis Sports Show. In a nutshell, our purpose is to represent anglers in the legislature, because it's dawned on a bunch of us over the years, we have no representation.
No voice?
No voice at all. Pheasants Forever is there. Ducks Unlimited is there. Trout Unlimited is there.
By the way, yeah.
Yeah, but the average fishing guy, we're not represented there. So when issues come up, like when DNR asks for bonding money for walleye hatcheries, they don't get it.
They don't even know how to fight the fight, huh?
Well, there's nobody. There's no squeaky wheel.
Yeah.
On the floor. There's nobody. Yeah. Shall we say lobbying?
Right.
And we're gonna play that role. We're gonna fill that role.
So are you educating the public or the legislators?
Well, both. We have an agenda now. We've set up for this coming legislative session, and some of it includes the walleye hatcheries, some bonding money for some of our walleye hatcheries are 75, 80 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah, they haven't been modernized at all, and we're going for that. We have 40% of our, not 40%, but DNR hasn't acquired or developed any new boat accesses for like 10 years, and 40% of our public accesses have docks, the rest do not. 60% don't have a courtesy dock, which is very important for some people launching a boat, handicapped people, you name
it. You bet.
So those are issues we're going to go after. In high school, school fishing programs, they could use another shot in the arm financially from the state. Fishing brings billions of dollars to the state
economy. Not millions.
Not millions, billions. Billions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.